This is CBS News. Shock and sorrow mingle on Marshall University campus following death and plane crash of most of school's football team. Dimensions of the disaster, new reports indicate there may be too few survivors in East Pakistan to bury the dead. Devious war, report from Jed Duval in Saigon on enemy booby traps, and Vice President Ki comes to the U.S. today. Top stories of the hour on CBS Radio. Good morning, this is Steve Young, CBS News. Shock and sorrow have descended upon the town of Huntington, West Virginia, following the crash of a Southern Airways DC-9 jet, which took the lives of 73 people, including 48 players, staff, and coaches of the Marshall University football team. Tony Sargent has a report.
A dreary autumn morning fits the mood of the Marshall University campus. Nowhere does one see any smiles. The sorrow of last night's disaster has exhausted students and officials. This morning there is a quiet pause here as this university of 8,500 students tries to decide what happens next. A university spokesman says the main job is contacting and helping parents and friends of the victims who want to come here to Huntington to be near the bodies of those who died last night. Reportedly, the crash was of such violence that most victims will be difficult or impossible to identify in the armory that police are using as a morgue near the airport. There will be a memorial service here on campus this evening, but for now, except for official meetings, this campus appears to have entered a period of exhausted sleep. Tony Sargent, CBS News in Huntington, West Virginia.